Welcome to Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Is starting a vegetable garden right for you? Yes, of course it is. Vegetable gardening is one of the most rewarding types of gardening a gardener can perform. If you have never tried your hand at vegetable gardening or have had very little success in the past, I highly encourage you to give it one more shot this new year. There are many how-to books on vegetable gardening, but honestly, you could spend the rest of your life reading and still never gain knowledge that comes only from the first-hand experience that you can gain in your own vegetable gardening. I sincerely believe if you follow these top 5 vegetable gardening tips that I've come up with, you'll be able to jump right in and have great success. First, start small. I see this many times a year. A gardener successfully grows one tomato on their patio. Next, they're ready to sell the house and start a farm. I appreciate the ambition, but leaping from a pot to an acre is a huge jump. A 4-foot by 8-foot raised bed is a great starting size for a new gardener. It's just enough room to give you a meaningful harvest at the end of a season, but also small enough to manage. Second, know where to get your information. You could fill the Library of Congress with all the books, videos, articles, and blogs on how to vegetable garden. I would certainly suggest having a few books on hand and perusing some websites here and there, but one of the best and most concise pieces of information I suggest and personally use 2 to 3 times a week at least is the Louisiana Vegetable Planting Guide found on the LSU Ag Center's website, lsuagcenter.com. Also, knowing your parish extension agent's contact information is a fantastic resource to have in your back pocket. Third, where's the water? Before choosing a location to start your vegetable garden this season, determine where the closest water source is located. There's nothing worse than having to haul pails of water to the garden or needlessly connecting multiple hoses and dragging across the yard every single time that your vegetable garden needs water. Fourth, tried and true varieties. Most vegetables are annual crops. This means coming out with new varieties each year is relatively easy, and there's many on the market from year to year. Just because it's a new variety of tomato or pepper, maybe basil, does not mean that it's necessarily better than the ones from the year before, especially for us here in Louisiana. Again, check out the Louisiana Vegetable Planting Guide. One of our greatest pieces of information in here is the varieties that the LSU Ag Center has tested right here in Louisiana and the ones that have performed the best for us. The fifth and final tip for a new gardener is failure is also a success. I try to emphasize to new gardeners at least once a year the importance of keeping a gardening journal. I, myself, keep my own journal and write in it at least 2 to 3 times a week. This allows you to record what did well in the garden so that you can repeat it the following year, but more importantly, it allows you to keep track of what did not do well in your garden and what you may need to do some additional research on later on. Now that you've heard from me, I would love to hear from you. What topics do you want to hear about in 2019? Tell me about insects or disease problems that you've had in the past. Which plants do you love but have a tough time growing in your own backyard? Or maybe you're nervous about trying a new plant and don't know how to go about growing it. Either way, I would love to hear from you and help you get your garden growing to its fullest potential. Feel free to send me an email at lrouse@agcenter.lsu.edu. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. In the meantime, follow me on Instagram @Rouse_horticulture or check out previous podcasts of the show available at WRKF.org.